Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Neil, commiserations tonight. Yeah. However, generally, you must be delighted because Craig Mann's put a very good team out tonight. And with your team, we've started some Saturday, but generally, Bits and Bob's team, we've done pretty well, to be fair.
He's made two changes, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, from the side that's won, the fifth in the National League. I think for large parts of that game, you know, you wouldn't have known who was fifth in the National League and who was, you know, mid-table in the Northern Premier League. But that's a massive testament to our lads. You know, look at the changes we made tonight. You know, leaving Donoghue out, leaving Maxi out, leaving Deck out, leaving Jake out, you know, and still go toe-to-toe with an exceptionally good side. And, you know, as a manager, exceptionally proud. And, you know, what I'll do is he said that's three unbeaten now, because I know we've gone out on penalties.
It's 1-0.
You know, it's 1-1. And we deserve something, you know. It's all, do you deserve something more from penalty? You've got to congratulate their levels of confidence, levels in the penalties. You know, probably everyone backs a mortgage on Charlie Ennis and the way Dec McLaughlin hits the ball. But listen, they've missed, and you got to step up. You either miss or you score. And, you know,
He slipped.
And Charlie Ennis has scored more than he's missed in his time at FC United. So, listen, tonight, Ben, just go back to this. This wasn't never a competition that we were going to just pay lip service to. We wanted to come here and give a really good account of ourselves. We wanted people to go away saying what a good side they are. And our fan base was excellent tonight, and everybody's gone away thinking, you know, another night we could have won it.
Some great performances tonight from FC United. I think defensively, obviously Zuck is a cracking fullback, and, you know, he's giving you more headaches for the weekend, because him and McLaughlin are vying for that position. But Gabidon on the left as well, he's produced some brilliant moments tonight.
He was excellent. Also, we've left Guy out as well tonight, you know, just a little bit tight from the weekend. But Dante's exceptional, you know, and he can drop in there, and he's shown that now. You know, we talked about, could we have another left back to rival Guy? Well, you've got one in Dante, but things with Dante can play higher up as well. I think when you're an attacking player, you can see the grass in front of you. You can adapt really well, and, you know, it gives us options. But, you know, all over the park, you know, delighted. You know, Griffin and Munro again, you know, went another 90 minutes each. I just think they're getting better as a pairing. I think the pairing of Oliver and Jan Palinkas are getting better.
Well, Oliver was our man of the match tonight.
Yeah, I've no doubt, and you can see why. He's played National League North, and you can see why he's gone up against Jamie Allen, Jimmy Spencer, you know, Stefan Moles in the 10, and very rarely looked trouble. But for me, man, it's building. You know, we're building momentum, and we can't take anything for granted. But that's three away performances, and for me, three unbeaten. You know, and that's testament to them lads in there to go on the week that they've had, and then to go toe-to-toe with the National League North side.
Now, it's a long way to go to the final of the Manchester Premier Cup final. I mean, you can't get any further with the preliminary round. Mm. I'm imagining yourself and Craig were expecting a nice, kind of calm, not reserve-level game, but kind of, you know, seeing what's what, a subdued affair. Little did we know the last 15 minutes were going to be the most stressful 15 minutes of football this season. I think it was more stressful than working today.
Yeah, it was.
Well done for doing your Jack Charlton impression from World Cup 94. And it's just missing John Aldridge, wasn't it? But, wow.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the referee's allowing Pav to come off. The linesman stood there. And then they play on, and we nearly go out of the competition, you know. And it was just comical. And then the liner said, I'm buzzing him and he's not listening to me. I'm like, so it was just... Craig Martin wants a job. He wants a job. And you've got to give massive credit to him for naming a really strong side against us tonight. He wants to win every game he goes into. And, you know, I hope he goes and gets a job. He's a great guy. You know, go and give him the job. And he paid us, you know, maximum respect tonight by playing a really strong side. And that gave us belief and confidence that we can go toe-to-toe with the best side. You know, we can with Macclesfield. We can with Curzon. You know, we've just got to now do it consistently. And if we can, these young group are going to be in for a hell of a season.
And crucially as well, I mean, we mentioned how good we were at the back tonight against some really good players in Curzon's attacking third. But going forward, we've created some great chances tonight. I mean, Baru's really troubled their goalkeeper on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
I mean, we're exciting.
We're brave. We're brave to leave two against three at the back. We're brave to leave an overload at the top end. You know, we've created chances, you know, on another night. What I liked about tonight is that we haven't just created, we've forced the keeper into a number of saves. And they've forced keeper into saves, and they've hit the post, we've hit the post. You know, it was a really good game of football. And I think my barometer's always, you know, what's the fans like? And our fans were singing, you know, they knew that we'd put on a real treat for them tonight. And hopefully, you know, that's the confidence. It's growing with this young group, it's growing, you know. We've got to now take that into Saturday, because we just keep chalking the games off. Tonight we're out of the competition, we're out by penalties, you know, nothing to be disgraced about that. Congratulate Curzon, you know, hope they go on and do well in the competition. We're gutted, we wanted to win it, you know, we wanted to win the Manchester Cup, but it's not to be. But more importantly, we put a good performance on tonight.
Yeah, and Morpeth next, obviously, back in the league. What are you expecting with regards to that challenge? Because it's difficult playing the team so soon after you played them last.
I think, you know, you could see when Foley came on Saturday, you know, he injected something different into him. I expect him to play on Saturday. But I do expect him to probably come to us and not be as expansive. You know, they've just conceded 8 in 2 games. You know, you listen to the manager. You know, he says we don't want to concede a goal, so it wouldn't surprise me if they went a little bit more defensive and tried to nullify that threat. The game of football is, it'll be completely different on Saturday. You know, because 1 week we're going to score 5 and 4, the next week you've seen, you know, 29 chances against, you know, Rylands and Workington, and we only score 1 goal. So, you know, we're hopeful that we can carry on playing our football, our fluid football, and hopefully get a win. And listen, if you get a win, you go into the playoff spaces and it sets it up really nicely. But we've just got one game at a time. You know, we can't wait to get back to Broadhurst Park. Can't wait to get in front of our fans. But we know that we've given ourselves a real chance over these last few performances to really kickstart our, not sort of away form, our home form is really good, but our season, you know, our aspirations, everyone knows what our aspirations are this season. It's a good league, you know, but when we're at home and the way we're playing, I want us to win, you know, and that's not an expectation for us to win. I want us to win, you know, them lads want to win in there. We'll take to the field, we'll train Thursday night, we'll prepare exactly the same, you know, and if you know, we get a little bit of luck on our side, and if the lads play to the potential, then we can go and win. You know, and that's got to be the message in every game that we play, Ben. So, for me, just super proud from where we've come from, you know, not winning away game to then going 3 on the bounce and putting in probably maybe the performance of the 3, even though we only scored 1 tonight, you know, against a really good National League North, well-established side.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.